Daf Mem Tes on the base, about two thirds of the way down, you'll see in brackets, in parentheses, a simon here. The simon says, Hekesh Ugzera Shava Kalvachomer Binyan Av. This is the simon to remember what we're going to be learning for, I don't know how many blot now, in the next two, three blot. And that is, the Gemara wants to clarify, if you derive something from one of the five, either a Hekesh, or a Gzeir Shavu, or a Kavachomer, or a Binyan Av, actually we only have four on the list, Hekesh, Gzeir Shavu, Kavachomer, Binyan Av, then can you then use that to learn with one of those other four methods something else, to teach something else? And basically, we should have 16 different opportunities or variations here. So for example, let's say you derive something from a Hekesh, that which you derive from a Hekesh, can it now teach you something through a Gzeir Shavu, Kavachomer, Binyan Av? Or that which, or another Hekesh. So if you derive, let's say, B from A, A teaches you B, now B can teach C. Or no, or C or B cannot teach C. So from, you know, if B is derived from a Hekesh to A, now can we take that din that is derived in B and derive C from it? You know, either a Hekesh, a Gzeir Shavu, Kavachomer, a Binyan Av. So the Gemara begins by discussing the case of Hekesh. Hekesh is the first on our list. And the Gemara establishes the following. Dover halomed behekesh, ein chozer umalamed behekesh. Okay, so you derived something from a Hekesh, it cannot be now a stepping stone for another Hekesh. Imid Rava, imid Ravina. Either based on the drush of Rava that we had earlier, that the Torah had to say Kasha Yuram in order to teach you the din of Haktaras, Yoseres HaKoved, Kloyos, in the case of Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, and then from Par Helim Tzibur, we wanted to derive Seire Ovdei Kochavim, just to remind ourselves the Pasuk that we're talking about here, Kasha Yuram Mishar Zevach HaShlomim V'Ktiram HaKohen, is in the parasha of Par Kohen Mashiach in Vayikra Dalid. And from this pasuk, Rava derives the principle that a davar shalomed mehekesh eino chozer umalamed behekesh. Meaning, why did the Torah, in the case of Par Kohen Mashiach, have to bother spelling out that we should have this equation with Zevach Shlomim, the Hekesh between Par, Kohen Mashiach, and Shlomim, which is written here in the Pasuk. And Lechora, this equation to Shlomim is absolutely superfluous, because if you're going to tell me it's coming to teach me Yoseres HaKovid Ushtei Kloyos, the Haktara of these parts, like in Shlomim, and again in Shlomim we have a Pasuk Mefurash in Vayikra Gimel Vehikriv Mizevach HaShlomim Ushtei Kloyos Vesi Yoseres HaKovid. So the Gemara says, Rava says, Begufei Ksiv, in the Parsha of Par Kohen Mashiach, it says it explicitly, Veshtei HaKloyos Vesachila Vesharlem Ashal Aksolim Vesiyoser Salakoved. So the Haktorah is written explicitly. And the answer is, Ella, it's coming to teach you Mishum Deboi Agmure. He wants to derive the din of Yoser Salakoved Shtei HaKloyos from Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur to Seirei Avodas Kochavim. In other words, that the din of Haktaras HaYoseres and HaKloyos is being derived from Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur to teach you Seirei Avodas Kochavim and Hekesh. But that's a problem, because Begufei Loksiv Umi Par Kohen Mashiach Hu Degomar. In other words, Par Helim Davashel Tzibur doesn't have an explicit mention of the Haktorah of these parts, but rather that's derived from a Hekish to Koin Moshiach. And now, if it's derived from a Hekish to Koin Moshiach, then if we would have learned Koin Moshiach from a Hekish to Shlomim, as far as the Haktorah of these parts, then we're in trouble, because how could then Parakoy Mashiach then be a jumping stone to teach me Parahelim Dovashal Tzibur, since the Torah wrote out explicitly Kasha Yuram Mishor Zevach Hashlamim? It's as if the Torah had said this explicitly in Parahelim Dovashal Tzibur, and now we can derive Seire Avodas Kochavim from Parahelim Dovashal Tzibur. And then we have, getting back to HaGemara, Omid Ravina, from the Drosh of Ravina, and the Hekesh of Hashem Mitzora, to Chatos and to Ola. We're talking about a pasuk that's teaching me that Sofon is Ma'akev in Asham, where the Torah says, V'shachat es hakeves bimkom asher yishchat es hachatos es ha'ola. And l'chora, why do we need a Hekesh from Asham to Chatos? And why do we need a Hekesh from Asham to Ola, this double Hekesh? So Ravina gave an answer that if it would have just been a Hekesh to Chatos and not to Ola, we would have thought, well, Chatos is derived from a Hekesh to Ola. And now Chatos could go ahead and teach me Asham. So it would work like this in the totem pole. You start with Ola, where the Torah says explicitly required Tzafon. Then you would derive Chatos from a Hekesh. And then from Chatos you would derive Asham from Chatos. And then you'd have a case of double Lamed Behekesh, Chozer Melamed Behekesh. Ravina says that in order to avoid such a situation, the Torah explicitly mentioned the Hekesh to Ola. So in any event, just to summarize, at this point in the Gemara is saying that we already have two proofs to establish that a Dovar Halamed Mehekesh Eino Chozer Umalamed Behekesh. You can't build a second Hekesh on the shoulders of the first. But now the Gemara wants to know, Dovar Halamed Behekesh Maushi Alamed Bigzeresh Shava. Can you go from a Hekesh to a Gzeresh Shava? Now let's build a Gzeresh Shava on top of a Hekesh. Toshma, we're going to derive this from a Braisa. Rabbi Nosson ben Avtulmos Omer, Minayin Lepricha Babgodim Shehi Tahora. So we're talking about Nige Bgodim, Tzaras, that after it sort of it dissipated, then it started again flourishing. That's called parachas on the beged, and it got to the point where the entire beged is full of this nega. So it's overtaken the entire beged. And even though this is counterintuitive, the Torah says that in such a case the entire beged is tahar. And we're talking about either a beged of tzemer or a beged of pishtim, and it has some sort of a shinui tzeva that appears in the beged in one of the various maros hametamim. And the kohen first does a hezger of shivas yomim, and if the nega is frozen, it doesn't change, it's omed b'mkomo, omed be'eno, then you need to do a kibus, and then you need another hezger of shivas yomim, second week, second round. And if the nega gets a little bit weaker, you can cut out that place, that section of the beged, and the beged is tahar. But if afterwards the nega comes back, if it's on mixas beged, part of the beged, that's called tzaras porachas. And then we have to burn the entire beged. But if that so-called tzaras, that mare, now spreads out through the entire beged, then the beged is tahar. And how do we derive this strange halacha? It's derived from a hekesh. Okay, let's see if we can get the Hekesh. It says the following. Shenemar, the Torah says in Nigei Bgodim, Korachas v'gabachas v'nigei Bgodim. And this is a pasuk in Vayikra Yigimel, pasuk Nun Hey, Pcheses hi b'karachto o b'gabachto. Now, this word b'karachto, in the context of Nivik Brodim, is referring to an older beged, which gets used up, and some of the fibers or the hairs of the beged fall off. It becomes almost like a kerech, like a bald person. And then we have gabachas, or gabachto in the Torah's language. That's a new beged, and its hairs are still standing up. They're still high profile, I guess you could say. Now these two terms, v'nemar karachas v'gabachas b'odam, meaning in the rosh ha'odam, on the human scalp, that's also in that same section. And the Torah says, tzoras parachasi b'karachto o b'gabachto. So we have now a gzereshav, I mentioned before, Hekesh, I stand corrected, Hekesh is coming down the line. Now we're talking about the original gzereshava between Rosh Ha'odom, that's Nigei Rosh Ha'odom, it's a certain type of tzaras that affects the head of a person, the scalp of a person, and Nigei Bat Begodim. And this Gzer Shava teaches us Ma'ala Halon in terms of Nigei Rosh, the din is that Parach Bekulo Tahor, if the Nega spreads throughout the scalp, covers the entire scalp, then the person paradoxically is tahor. Is afkan, that's going to teach us here too, in nigei batim, parach bekulo tahor. If the tzaras spreads throughout the entire beged, the beged is tahor. So the Gemara asks, v'hosa minolon, and how do we know in nigei rosh that parach bekulo is tahor? D'chsiv, it says in nigei gufo, in parach. So we're now in the third type of negoim, not nige beged, not nige rosh, but rather nige gufo. In paroach, tifrach, hatzaras, bior, if it spreads throughout the body, v'kissa hatzaras is kol or hanega mirosh o v'yad raklov, v'tier es hanega. Again, this paradox, a strange paragraph, that if the tzaras spreads throughout the entire body from the head to the toe, then the person is declared tahor. V'iskash, now we have a pasuk for a hekesh of rosho leregel, because in the case of tzaras berosho, nige rosho, we have the rosh. In the case of Parach Tifrach, it says Meirosho V'ad Raglov. So we have now a kind of a double Hekesh. We have a Hekesh in the Parsha of Tzaras Aguf, Rosh to Regel. Then we have the case of Nige Harosh, Ismaila Halon, Parach Bekulo Tahor Afkan, Parach Bekulo Tahor. That just like in the case of Tzaras HaGuf, if it was Parach Bekulo, it's Tahor. So too in the case of Nigei Rosho, if it was Parach Bekulo HaRosh, he is Tahor. And that gives us the ability to add a Hekesh on top of the Gzeres Shavas. Let's just see which is the Hekesh and what does it teach, and which is the Gzereshav, and what does it teach? So we have now a Gzereshava that's going to teach us that in the case of Nigei Rosh, is Parach Bekulo is Tahor, and from Nigei Rosh, we're going to add. Just one second. Let me start this again. We're going to start with a Hekesh. Okay, now I have it. Sorry. We're going to start with a Hekesh, which means We start with the equation between Rosh and Regel that's written in this Pasuk. And that's going to teach me that the Rosh is Parachas Bekulo, is Tar. Now, once we know that in Rosh, then we have the Gzereshova Karachas VeGabachas, which are written both in Nigei Rosh and Nigei Batim, to teach you that in the case of a Beged, if Parach Bekulo, it's Tar. So basically what we have here is a Hekesh, and then built on top of the Hekesh is a Gzereshova. And now Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, that's very fine and dandy, but it's totally irrelevant to our discussion. And why is that? Om Rabbi Yochanan, you're not going to prove anything from Nigei Batim, from Negaim to the laws of Kodshim, because B'chol HaTorah Kula Lamedim Lamad Mi Lamed. You're allowed, it's perfectly acceptable to derive something that itself was derived from something else. And even if you have something that's derived from a Hekesh, you can now go back and attach a second Hekesh, build a second floor Hekesh on the first Hekesh. So if A is equated to B, then B could be equated to C, and you could derive a conclusion in C from B. That wasn't the issue at all. Chutz min HaKadoshim. Our issue was the question of Kadoshim. And that's what we started here with this whole Siman, to try to figure out in all these various combinations, what's the din in Kadoshim? And he says, Chutz min HaKadoshim, She'ein donim lamed mi lamed. That we're not going to be, in other words, in a similar kind of case, where you had something derived from a Hekesh, we call it B was derived from Hekesh to A, now B has a Gzeres Shavah to C, that's not going to operate. That's not going to teach you new dinim. Okay, and how do we know this, says Rabbi Yochanan? We know it from the case of Tzofon, the requirement of Tzofon in Shkitas Asham, because in the case of Asham, we have the following. We have a Gzeres Shavah called Kodesh Kadoshim. And if I'm not mistaken, that Gzeres Shavah is going to teach me that whatever applies to Chatas applies to Asham. Let me just see if my memory serves me well. I learned this over Shabbos. He says that there's a special pasuk in Asham, in Vayikra Zion, that teaches us that Asham requires Tzofon like Ola. And what Rabbi Yochanan is arguing is that if you would have been right in your original claim that which is derived from a Hekesh now could teach me something to something else with Gzeres Shavah, then the Torah could have dropped this halacha, this explicit mention or requirement of Shechita B'Tzofon B'Asham. And why? We have Gzeres Shavah between Asham and Chatos. And how do we know in Chatos that you require Tzofon? That's from a Hekesh to Ola. So why did the Torah have to go out of its way to explicitly mention the requirement of Tzofon in Asham, since we have a Gzeres Shavah between Asham and Chatos? In Chatos it says Kodesh Kadoshim Hi, and in Asham it says Kodesh Kadoshim Hu. That Gzeres Shavah is going to tell me that whatever applies to Chatos applies to Asham. And from thence we're going to derive the requirement of Tzofon. And if you ask me, well, in Chatos itself, how do we have the requirement? How do we derive the requirement of Tzofon? It's from a Hekesh. Is Lav LeMeimar, from the fact that the Torah felt compelled to write out explicitly the requirement of Tzofon in the case of Asham, is this is going to teach me the Dover Alamim Hekesh, Eino Chozer Malame B'Gzer Shavah. that since the requirement of tzofon and chatos is derived from a hekesh to ola, now the din of chatos cannot teach me anything about the requirement of tzofon in asham, because since chatos itself was derived from hekesh, you can't pile on top of a hekesh a gzeira shava. The Gemara now is a kasha, an objection against Rabbi Yochanan ben Dilma. Perhaps the din of tzofon b'yasham cannot be derived from gzeira shava from chatos. Mishum de'ikol mifrach, we have a pircha malachatos sheken mechaperes al chayve kresos. So again, what we're saying here is that gzeira shava is giving you license to make certain comparisons and derive certain conclusions, but only if you logically have a very solid basis to derive those conclusions. So you want to tell me that the Torah was machmir and chatos to require tzofon, and therefore in the context of this gzeirah shava between chatos and asham, asham should likewise require asham, should require tzofon, excuse me. Mehechetesi, how do you know such a thing? Malachatos shekeim echaperes al chayv ekrisos. There's a very great chumrah in chatos that it's a kapara for a violation of chayv ekrisos. That's very severe, and maybe that's why the Torah requires tzofon. But in the case of asham, which is relatively kal, it's a lightweight avera, it's not machaper on a chayv ekrisos, so then logically it should not require tzofon. I mean, you can't base your claim that asham should require tzofon on some sort of gzeira shava to chatos. The gzeira shava to chatos is not, you know, a be all and end all. You know, it's not an open check. You can't derive conclusions about a chumrah and asham from a chumrah and chatos. The Torah is more machmir in chatos than in asham for a logical reason, because chatos comes for a kaparon chayve misus bezdin. I'm sorry, chayve krisus, I meant to say, and that gives the power of chatos to be a tremendous power. But again, you have to fill, you know, the chatos has to be implemented in the best ideal conditions, and in this case it's going to require tzofon. But that has nothing to do with asham, because asham is not a kapar on chayve krisus, and asham is a kapar for various averis, but none of them are chayve krisus. So the Gemara apparently, and this was a chiddush to me, is operating with the following premise, that the same way we have a pircha on a kal v'chomer, we could have a pircha on a gzeir shava. And in this case, the pircha is malachat, shekeim chaperes al chayvi krisus. So the Gemara answers, kodshe kodshim yisere ksiva. This is what you call a mufna, mishnei atzdodim. In other words, chatas v'yosham, it says kodesh kadoshim, more than one time. Now, there are two psukim from which we can derive a gzeir shava. One is the pasuk in Chatos that says Kodesh Kadoshim Hi, and the other is the pasuk in Asham of Kodesh Kadoshim Hu. So it's what we call Mufna Mishnei Atzdodim. And both Kodesh Kadoshims are completely iberic, they're completely unnecessary. And that kind of gzeir shava is a very strong gzeirah shava. It's so powerful that we don't ask a pircha on such a gzeirah shava. Rashi says, "Me'achar sheshnei ha'psukim mufnim l'gzeirah shava, harei ze kilu adin mefurash b'pasuk v'ei meshivin olav." Now the Gemara wants to know, a davar alomim v'hekesh, can it now be used for a kal v'chomer? Again, as far as we know, a davar shalom hekesh cannot be used for a second hekesh. As far as we know so far, a davar that was derived from a hekesh can now no longer teach me a gzeirah shava. Now the Gemara wants to investigate, can a davar alamid mehekesh be the springboard for a kal v'chomer? So we're going to learn B, which itself was derived from a hekesh, to A. And we're going to use B as a groundwork, a framework for a kal v'chomer to derive C. But B itself is only learned from a hekesh. So the Gemara says, "Davar lamed mehekesh, chozer umalamed b'kal v'chomer, that enochinami, you can use a derivative of a hekesh as a basis, a springboard for a kal v'chomer. And here at this point, we want to take a look at Daf Nun. And the Gemara says, me to Tana, to Bey, Rabbi Shmuel. This we have the Braisa back on Daf Mem, Amid Beis, that we derive halachas, certain halachas in Hazas Dam, Shel Sa'ir, Sa'ir Yom HaKippurim with the Kal v'chomer from Sa'iri Avodah Zarah. Even though, in the case of Sa'iri Avodah Zarah, we derive dinim, these dinim, from a par koin Mashiach behekesh. So we have a hekesh between par koin Mashiach and Sa'iri Avodah Zarah. Now, given that hekesh, can we now build a kal v'chomer on the hekesh, built on the hekesh? So again, we're talking about Hazas Domo Shel Se'ir Yom HaKippurim, which is a derivative by kal v'chomer from Se'iri Avodas Kochavim. And in the case of Se'iri Avodas Kochavim, the dinam are derived from a hekesh to par koin Mashiach. So the impression you get here is that the Gemara is quoting the Bei Rabbi Shmuel as a final source, a reliable source, that Dovra Lami Mehekesh is Choser Malami V'Kal V'Chomer. Just to recap quickly, Tana the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, we derive Se'ire Avodah Zarah and its dinim from a hekesh to Parakoy Mashiach. And then we're going to derive halachas in the Sar Shel Yom HaKippurim from a kal v'chomer of Se'iri Avodah Zarah, which they themselves were only derived from a hekesh to koin Mashiach. So the Gemara wants to indicate that that which you derive from hekesh could in fact now serve as the jumping, as the springboard for a kal v'chomer to teach us dinim in a kal v'chomer. Because again, once we have the hekesh between Se'iri Avodah Zarah and Par Koin Mashiach, then we could derive Sa'ir of Yom HaKippurim with the Kal V'Chomer from Se'iri Avodah Kochav. Now the Gemara goes on to the next discussion. Dovra Lamed Behekesh, Ma'u She'yilamed V'Binyanav. So with regard to the first three, let's just summarize. That which is derived from a hekesh could not be the base of a second hekesh. That which is derived from a hekesh, not only can you not build one hekesh on another, but moreover, you cannot build a gzera shava on a hekesh. So something that's derived from a hekesh cannot be the source, the springboard for a gzera shava, as we saw in the Hekesh between Nige Gufo and Nige Rosho. And Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, in that case, since it's not Kodshim, Enochinami, we can build a Gzera Shav on a Hekesh, but in Kodshim, Rabbi Yochanan points out, then we say, Ein Donin Lomed Melomed, and even if we have a Gzera Shav, for example, between Osham and Chatos, that's not going to be a basis for deriving the conclusion of the requirement of Tzofon in Osham, because in the case of Chatos itself, that's based on a Hekesh to Ola, and therefore we're going to formulate the principle that Dovra Lomid Behekesh Eino Chozer Umalamid Begzer Shava. And the Gemara says, you might ask, well, maybe this Gzera Shava is subject to Pircha, and the Gemara says it's a very high-powered type or category of Gzera Shava that doesn't lend itself to a Pircha. And if that be the case, why did the Torah feel compelled to write out explicitly the requirement of Tzafon and Asham when we could have started with a Hekesh, meaning Chatos, derived through a hekesh to Ola, and then we would have used the Gzera Shava of Kodesh Kadoshim to equate Asham with Chatos, and the bottom line is that we have to assume that if the Torah went out of its way to explicitly mention and formulate the requirement of Tzafon in the case of Asham, it's because Dovra Lomim Behekish Einu Chozer Malamid B'Gzeres Shavu. However, in the case of Kal V'Chomer, can you build a Kal V'Chomer on something that's derived from a Hekesh? Here, the Gemara quotes Tana D'Bei Rabbi Yishmael, and we are going to derive halachas as far as Sar Yom HaKippurim with the Kal V'Chomer from Seiri Avodah Zarah, even though Seiri Avodah Zarah themselves were derived by Hekesh to Kohen Mashiach. Now, I don't have any explicit discussion as to how and why these technical rules of derivations, how they're formulated, when they apply, when they don't apply. Perhaps Kal V'Chomer here is the exception to the rule, that Kal V'Chomer is a unique kind of Yalfus. Again, we're going to have to see if that pans out later on in the sugi, but maybe Dovra Lomed Mehekesh Chozer Malamed Kal V'Chomer means that the Kal and the Chomer are almost like written explicitly in the Torah. So, for example, in this context, we're saying that Seir of Yom HaKippurim can be derived from a Kal V'Chomer from Seiri Avodah Zarah, even though Seiri Avodah Zarah themselves are built on a Hekesh. Now the Gemara wants to know, Dovra Lomid mi Hekesh, Maushi Alamed bin Binyan Av. Meaning, is Binyan Av like a Gzeirah Shavu, or another Hekesh, or is Binyan Av similar to a Kal V'Chomer? Omer Rav Yirmiya, he has a kasha. If a Dovra Lomim Hekesh would now be able to serve as a base for Binyan Av, why did we need a special pasuk in Asham to spell out the requirement of Tzafon? Why not Lo Lichtov Tzafona Bi Asham? Leave out the requirement of Tzafon in Asham. But Teisei Mi Binyan Av Mi Chatas. Let's derive it from a Binyan Av. So the Gemara says, and this is Rabbi Yirmiyah's argument, Lamai Hilchsa Kasvei. So why did the Torah have to bother to write out a special pasuk requiring Tzafon in Asham? It must be Lav Lameimid the Dover Lo Vehekish Ein Chozer Malamid Binyan Av. The Gemara is not going to be too happy with this formulation of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Ulutaymech Teise mi binyan av me'ola. Let's derive from Ola. It says by Karban Ola explicitly that v'shachar oso al yerech ha-mizbech tzafona, and we're going to derive tzafon in Asham with a binyan av from Ola. In other words, why do you have to build a binyan av from Chatas to Asham to teach you Tzafon? And then you're going to turn around and say, well, Chatas itself is a derivative from Hekesh. Why not go back to the original source? Let's link up Asham directly to the original source of Ola. And if that be the case, we don't have to go through this whole rigmarole of Dovra Lomim Hekesh, Ein Chozer Malamid Binyan Av. We have simply a straightforward Binyan Av to teach me Asham. And therefore we still don't understand how to justify why the Torah spelled out that an Asham needs Tzafon. So we have no choice, Ella, to say, Al Kochenu, my time alo Asi, why don't we derive the din of Tzafon from in Asham from Binyan Av, Mishum de Ikal Mifrach, because a Binyan Av is subject to the vulnerability of a pircha, mali ola, shekein kolil. The Torah is more machmir and requires tzafon and ola because Ola is more machber, it's kule kolil. Asham is nechal, the boss is nechal koinim. And therefore the Torah would be more lenient and not require tzofah. And if that be the case, if that's what we proved, then chatas nami kol mifmael chatas shkem v'chaperes al chai v'krisus. You cannot justify deriving asham from a binyan av from chatas, because again, as we said before, binyan av is subject to a pircha, and here's a logical pircha. The Torah is more machbir in chatas to require tzofah, because chapir, the chatas are very high powered and very stringent karbon. It's a kapara for chayve krisis. Asham is not machayev on chayve krisis. As we said before, it's not kuli kol, it's nechal, basa nechal kohen. So therefore, there's no proof here at all. You can't tell me that because the davar alamid me, that a davar alamid ekish can know, meaning asham, I'm sorry, chatos, which is derived from ekish to ola, can no longer teach me a binyan av for asham. The answer is that binyan av is not a valid binyan av. It's just subject to a very easy pircha. You could blow it off easily because the chumra of chatos and so forth, it's mechaper on chayvei krisus. So the Gemara now tries to analyze this case of why the Torah had to say in Asham explicitly requirement of Tzafon, but with a slightly different approach. The Gemara says now, Chadami Chadalo Asya, it's true that we cannot derive one from one. In other words, you can't derive the Tzafon in Asham from any one of these two korbanos, either Chatos and Ola, each one in that binyan av has a pircha, but teisei chadami tarti. Let's put two together, and we could derive the din of tzafon from two together. So this would be a binyan av from both of them. In other words, a joint binyan av, like a tzad hashava. And he says here, sheyichtov hadin bi echad mehem b'mefurash v'asheni yil nilmad mehekesh. The Yachzeru Shneim Ilamdu Lishlishi Batsada Shova. In other words, if we would have had a Hekesh to the one case which would have been written out explicitly, then we would want to be able to build on that Hekesh a Binyanav. And from the fact that we're not going to do that, and the Torah is going to have to mention the requirement of tzafon explicitly in Asham, it must be that something which is derived from Hekesh cannot now be the Keresh Kvitza, cannot serve as the jumping off for a Binyanav. So now the Gemara says, well, what mehe tesi? You know, how are you gonna build this Binyanav from what two things? If you're gonna say Lo Nichta Rachmana, Torah didn't have to say in the Torah Tzafon in Ola, and then we could derive Ola from a Binyanav of combining Chatas and Asham. And I think what the Gemara means to say here is that one of these two, either Chatas or Asham, are going to be explicit, and then the other one is going to be derived from a Hekesh, and then based on the two of them, we're going to create a binyan av and derive the third one, that's Ola. So the answer is that once you have chatas and asham, you will not be able to successfully create a binyan av to teach Ola, because malahanach in the cases of chatas and asham, shekein mechaprim. Now Ola also has a kapar element, but it's not a fundamental primary element in Ola. Let's say, for example, an Ola might be mechaper on a non-fulfillment of a mitzvah saseh, but that's not really an avera in the classical sense. The kapar of an avera, that's specific to chatos and asham. So let's try a different arrangement, a different scenario. Lo nichtav rachmana bechatos. Let's derive chatos from a binyan av of Asham and Ola, v'teisei mehanach. Oh, so that's no good either. Malahanach, Shekein Zcharim. The Torah is makpid to restrict and raise the standards and demands of these two karbonos, which are Ola and Asham, to require a Zachar. Whereas in the case of Chatos, we have many times the Chatos comes from an Akeva. For example, Kohen Mashiach has to bring, although I should say, a Kohen Mashiach has to bring Dafka, a par Zachar lechatoso, but a Yachid Hedjot has to bring Dafka Kizbo or Seiro lechatoso. That's the classical Chatos Yachid, which is taken from a female animal. Now again, I'm not sure that the Gemara is giving you some sort of logical lumdish reason why we would exclude Chatos and put it on a level of Kal, Kuf Lamed. What the Gemara is meaning is that, you know, you cannot know anything. You know, the mechanics of a Binyanav cannot help me if the two that are getting together to teach me a Binyanav have a certain restriction or a certain requirement which you don't have in the three, in number three that you want to derive from the first two. So the Gemara now suggests the following: maybe lo nichtav biyoshem v'teisi mehanoch. Can we derive oshem from a binyanav of ola and chatos? And the answer is there too. We have a pirchamal lahanoch. In the case of ola v'chatos, they are more chomer shekein yeshna b'tzibur kibiyochid. They have a carbon tzibur. For example, an olas tomid is an olas tzibur, whereas a par helim dover is a chatos at tzibur, but osham could never ever come as a carbon tzibur. And therefore, you cannot derive osham from the other two. And if this be the case, you cannot know one way or the other whether or not a din that's derived from a hekesh can now teach you a binyan av. Because in this case of osham, we never worked it out that there would be a valid binyan av. But if you had a valid binyan av, maybe achinami, you could use that which is lomeh that was derived from a hekesh and use it as a springboard for a binyan av. So basically, you know, we're now, you know, finishing up, we're sort of wrapping up on hekesh. And we discussed the possibility of hekesh in four different veins. Can you have a second hekesh built on the first hekesh? Can you have a gzeirah shava built on a hekesh, a second level? Can you have a kal v'chomer built on a hekesh? And can you have a binyan av built on a hekesh? And it's interesting that the answers to these questions are the following: that in the first two, the answer is absolutely no. You're not going to be able to build a hekesh on a hekesh, nor a kal v'chomer on a hekesh, nor a gzeirah shava on a hekesh. You will be able to derive a kal v'chomer built on something that's derived from a hekesh. And as far as a binyan av from a hekesh, we simply don't know. That remains an unanswered question. And just to reiterate, from whence do we derive that you can build a kal v'chomer on top of a hekesh, that was from Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, that derive Sarah Shel Yom HaKippurim in a kal v'chomer from Sa'ir Avodah Zarah, even though Sa'ir Avodah Zarah itself is derived from a hekesh tepar Kohen Mashiach. That was back on Daf Mem, that very tough sugi that we had. We were very challenged in that sugi. In any event, from this point and on, the Gemara is going to analyze the case of a gzeirah shava. And what it means is, if you derive something from a gzeirah shava, can you then derive a hekesh from it? Or can you derive a kal v'chomer from something that it itself is derived from a gzeirah shava? Or a binyan av? So again, it's the Chozer Malamed question, once again. Dovra alamed b'gzeirah shava mao sheyachzor v'yalamed, I'm adding that word, behekesh. Okay, hekesh is always first on your list. And we want to know if you can build a hekesh upon the shoulders of something that's derived from Gzeirah Shavah. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says we're going to derive this from Karban Toda. And it says in Vayikra, Zayin Vizos Toras Zevach Hashlomim Im Ala Todoya Krivenu Vehikriv Al Zevach Toda Chalos Matzos. So we have now a Hekesh between Karban Toda and Karban Shlomim, because in the parashah of Toda it says explicitly Zevach Hashlomim is Lamadnu L'todah sheba min ha-maaser. That let's say I have Maaser Sheni and I can't carry it all up to Yerushalayim to eat a B'kedusha in Yerushalayim. So what I do is I do a pigeon, and then we have something called Kesef Maaser Sheni, which I take to Yerushalayim. Now, can I use the Kesef Maaser Sheni for a Karban Todah? Okay, I'm just looking to see if I left anything out here. Yeah, Toda can be used from Kesef Maaser Sheni, and that's derived from this pasuk Zos Torah Zevach HaShlomim, which is a hekesh between Toda and Shlomim. Okay, now we have to ask ourselves, okay, you have a hekesh now from Toda to Shlomim. Now, how do you know that Shlomim themselves can be purchased from monies that were used and designated for Maaser Sheni? Shlomim gufay minolon. It says in the parasha of Shlomim, v'zavachta Shlomim v'chalta shom. And in the parasha of Maaser Sheni, it says, v'chalta v'nei Hashem al-kech v'mokom v'sher yivchal shakin v'shom shom. So we have Gzeir Shava, shom, shom. Now, you're going to derive Shlomim from Gzeir Shava, and Shlomim is going to be the Keresh Kvitza, as we said, the jump off point to establish a Hekesh to Shlomim, because the Torah in the Parashah of Toda, I mean, say a Hekesh between Shlomim and Toda, that's what I meant to say. See, again, you start with Shlomim, which is derived from a Gzeirah Shavah, that you could use it with Kesef, that's called Shom Shom, that you could use the Kesef of Maaser Sheni for Shlomim. Now, Shlomim, once derived from Gzeirah Shavah, is going to be the teacher and shed a light on Karban Todah, that Karban Todah likewise could come in a Maaser. And that's based on the hekesh between Todah and Shlomim. But Shlomim itself is derived from Gzeirah Shavah. So at this point, Rav Papa is very confident that he has established the principle that Dovah Lom Gzeirah Shavah Chozer umalameid behekesh. Amalei, the Gemara rejects it. Amalei mar zutra berei the Rav Mori l'Ravina. Masa dogan chulim bialma hu. You're trying to prove what have we seen in Rav Yochanan? You're trying to prove from chulim to kodshim. That's not a fair analogy. We never had a suffix in chulim. And the status of Maaser Sheni is not Hegdesh, at least it's not Legavah, it's not something that, I mean to say, it's not Lemizbeach, it doesn't have any status of Kodshim vis-a-vis the Mizbeach, and therefore its status is that of Chulin. And in case of Chulin, the principle is Lemedim Lamed Min Alamed, which means that we can start with Gzeirah Shavah, and then we can take that which is derived from Gzeirah Shavah and shed a light on something that has a Hekesh. That's what we have. Oh, so the Gemara now says, you know what? This argument of Marzutra is really conditional, meaning it really depends on another issue. And that is, Amalei Omar Omra. In other words, whoever said the Shmua that in Kodshim Ein Dara Lamed Chozim Alamed, what would he say about Lamed Kodesh for Gam Lamed Kodesh? In other words, Enochinami, you started the discussion and this whole, shall I say, Chagadya, from Kesef Maaser Sheni, which is considered relatively chulin. And from there, you want to derive conclusions about Kodshim. First, through the Gzeira Shava between Maaser Sheni and Shlomim. And then from Shlomim, we wanted to go up the ladder to Toda because the Hekesh between Shlomim and Toda. That might be a case of Kodshim. In other words, it's true that the Malamed, the first Malamed, is Maaser Sheni, which is Chulin, and it's not Kodesh. But nevertheless, what we're proving is that from Chulin, this Maaser Sheni case, we're going to derive something about Kodesh. Through the Gzeirah Shavah, we're going to derive the possibility, the permissibility of taking Maaser Sheni gelt and using it to purchase Shlomim. And then from Shlomim, we're going to, once it derived from the Gzeirah Shavah, we're going to apply a Hekesh to equate Toda with Shlomim. Is Kevin Shemetzinu Shalomdu Maaser Sheni L'Shlomim V'Gzeirah Shavah Mihem Lomdu L'Toda B'Hekesh Harezu Raya Shehalomed V'Gzeirah Shavah Yochol Lachso L'Lami V'Hekesh. So we're back to Reb Papa's Hochacha. So it seems like the bottom line here is that the Gemara is saying this is not Chulin the way that Maaser Sutra said it when he attacked Rav Avinu. No, this is Kodshim. Not because Maaser Sheni is considered Kodshim, but because we want to know if Kodshim could be derived from Gzeirah Shavah, and then, once derived from Gzeirah Shavah, teach in a Hekesh. And we're dealing with the halach of Kesef Maaser Sheni. So you're going to derive Shlomim from Kesef Maaser Sheni in a Gzeirah Shavah. Now the question is, in Kodshim, can you take that Gzeirah Shavah and derive another din in Kodshim, namely that Toda can be purchased from Kesef Maaser Sheni? That's a very relevant issue, and from the fact, as Rav Papa points out, that we've proven that the halacha of Toda, that it can be purchased from Maaser Sheni, is derived from a Hekesh to Shlomim, and Shlomim itself is derived from Gzeirah Shavah, Shom Shom, to Maaser Sheni. And through this whole train here, we're going to derive the conclusion that Toda, insofar as it's equated with the Hekesh to Shlomim, has the same identical deed of Shlomim, and that means that it can be purchased from Maaser Sheni money. Even though, despite the fact that the Shlomim itself is derived from a Gzeirah Shavah. So we see that Davar Lomim Gzeirah Shavah, Chozer V'Lomeid Davar Acher B'Hekesh. Which is going to lead us to another question, if we're going through this very systematically according to a certain sequence, that we're now ready to attack the question of whether you can build a Gzeirah Shavah onto a Gzeirah Shavah. And I see the hour is late here. We'll wish everyone a Shavua Tov, and a Mitzvah Hashem. We'll pick this up tomorrow.